What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse J with my queen to be. All right, we got it coming up, a live performance from Narissa. Stay tuned.
He's so whack.
Girl.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Lives, The Beat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All about female gaining respect. And I think sometimes guys take it the wrong way. They take it as us male bashing or hating men. We love men, and there are good men out there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Don't fuck a nigga that don't tell the truth. Don't fuck a nigga that be lying when they in the booth. Don't fuck a nigga that ain't got no drive. Don't fuck a nigga that be hella low, getting high. Don't fuck a nigga that don't pull they weight. Don't fuck a nigga that don't ever ask you, is you straight? Stop fucking niggas that ain't used to TSA. And stop fucking niggas that don't listen to a word you say. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't fuck a nigga that don't know your worth. Don't fuck a nigga that don't know how to go to work. Don't fuck these niggas that don't know they kings. Don't fuck a nigga that don't care to want the finer things. Don't fuck a nigga that can't multiply. Don't fuck a nigga that never look you in your eyes. Don't fuck a nigga that be causing stress. Fuck these niggas, man, you don't need the sex. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
But I can't please everyone.
Can't please everyone.
I've learned to say no to things, which has helped a lot.
Get you a king with a how to learn.
Get you a king
that don't give you other bitches germs. Get you a king on a dream chase. Get you a king with a stone cold game face. Get you a king with a good stroke. Then tell that nigga stroke your back and your ego. Get you a king that make you smile too. Go get you a king that don't do it like they all do. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Yes.
Damn.
Don't do it.
Narissa.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Yeah.
She telling y'all don't fuck with these niggas who ain't about nothing.
Okay.
You know how they ain't about nothing.
All right, well, let's check out the music video for Don't Do It by Narissa. We'll be back.
Yeah. Come
on. Don't fuck a nigga that don't tell the truth. Don't fuck a nigga that be lying when they in the booth. Don't fuck a nigga that ain't got no drive. Don't fuck a nigga that be hella low, getting high. Don't fuck a nigga that don't pull they weight. Don't fuck a nigga that don't ever ask you if you straight. Stop fucking niggas that ain't used to TSA. And stop fucking niggas that don't listen to a word you say. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't fuck a nigga that don't know your worth. Don't fuck a nigga that don't know how to go to work. Don't fuck these niggas that don't know they king. Don't fuck a nigga that don't care to want the finer things. Don't fuck a nigga that can't multiply. Don't fuck a nigga that never look you in your eyes. Don't fuck a nigga that be causing stress. Fuck these niggas, man, you don't need the sex. I'm telling you, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you.
Priorities, and I've learned to say no to things, which has helped a lot.
Get you a king that know how to learn. Get you a king that don't give you other bitches germ. Get you a king on a dream chase. Get you a king with a stone cold game face. Get you a king with a good stroke. Then tell that nigga stroke your back and your ego. Get you a king that make you smile slow. Get you a king that don't do it like they all do.
Narissa, don't do it.
Yeah.
Yo, this is my jam.
Yeah.
You like that?
I love it.
I love it.
Okay. It's meant to be heard.
This is like an anthem that needs this
anthem.
And I love it. It gives you like a nostalgic kind of feel too. Like it sounds like a classic.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. Classic.
Yeah, I didn't go. The printer was not featuring me today.
Printer's not working.
Wendy, why would be looking at the paper?
I always look at the paper. I need to know what the fuck is going on. Mm-hmm.
It's better when you don't.
Son of a bitch. I hate him.
All right, so let's talk about it. So I seen on your phone that there was a whole bunch of tracks.
Okay, yes.
So what are we working on right now? Are we working on a full project?
Yeah, I'm working on another full project. My last one came out in July. It's called Long Story Short. It was like the first one in a while. So that one is kind of like doing really good right now with my fans that already were waiting on music. And I'm just making another one right now, and I'm going to just keep making them and making them and making them until it's a full-fledged Grammy situation.
Oh. Yeah, speaking into existence, honey.
She's dope.
Consistency is key.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you're L.A. raised?
Mm-hmm, L.A. raised. But I grew up in L.A., but I moved to New York when I was 17 for school.
Okay.
So I stayed there till I was about 23. St. John's University in
Queens. Up the hood.
In Queens.
Up the hill from my
shower. Yes, Jamaica State.
Jamaica Queens in the building all day.
Jamaica Queens is the spot. Like, and they got everything.
What was that kind of, was that a little bit of a culture shock? Did you feel like you was at home? What did
you
bring back?
Yes, because I was like, what? Like, I was meeting people from everywhere. I'm like, it's people from Rhode Island, like black people? Like, what? And then I'm like, Connecticut, like, what? Like, so it was cool. And then the DMV, like DC, I'm like, the DMV, like, Department of Motor
Vehicles. The car?
No.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
I'm like, okay, it's a trifecta. Okay, I get it. So it was just like a lot of that. And I was just like meeting different people. And you can't really tell what people are when you're in New York. You're like, what are you? Like,
right.
Which is like, I love that. Mm-hmm. So
it's less pressure.
Different. It was different, yeah. And more style.
More style, yeah. Here is a lot of pressure to be perfect. And all
so
that shit.
With your music that you are working on currently now, what kind of direction do you want to take? Like, as far as like releasing a project, how do you kind of work that? Is it that you focus on a topic or?
Yeah, like right now I'm just focused on, right now my most strong motivation is just remaining a down ass bitch. Like, you know when it's hard to stick with something or stick with somebody or just stick to it? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to embrace that because everybody be embracing like, you know, when that's over or, you know, they don't really, like, discuss the detail of the journey. And, like, the happy moments, sad moments are just staying down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I want that to kind of be, you know, motivation for other people. Just stay down with your, you know.
With your man.
Yeah, with your man. With if your, he only with your deserve dreams.
It, with your king, with your dreams.
Yeah.
Because you about your shmoney.
Exactly. See, and it's hard sometimes.
She about her shmoney. I mean, I don't know if y'all know who this is, but this is the last trap queen.
The last trap queen.
This bitch will blink your
eye.
The original last trap queen.
TheLastTrap.com. Yep. Take the class on how to be a bad bitch.
Oh.
Get your life. Get it together.
It's funny that you're saying that to sit down and to kind of like ride or die feel, because I was actually just talking to somebody and we were talking about how Instagram has kind of created this culture to where it's like it's cool to be like, I ain't fucking with him no more. Yep. Now I'm fucking with him. But when you think of like our parents or our grandparents, like
they was
we didn't know
other.
None of the shit that they were going through.
They were sticking with it.
Okay? Yep. Your grandma would be sitting at home knowing what grandpa would be out there doing.
Out there with Susan May.
And she'll keep a smile on her face and the dinner will be on that table. But like, then she's gonna pull him in the bedroom at the end of the night and be like,
fuck him up.
Yeah, fuck.
Were you out there with that hussy?
You like, Nana? What was all that noise out there?
See, and I'm just like, I can't do the cheating no more. Like, that's it for me. But Like, just when your person is trying to get on your level or you trying to get on your other your person's level, you know, just sticking with each other through the trying times, you know, I think that there is beauty in that because a lot of people throw it away these days. Mm-hmm. Or they'll be like, you know, I need a nigga with money. Like, you know, my nigga ain't got no money. So they... It's just all fucked up. Instagram did fuck it up.
Yeah, do you believe in, like, if you... Are you a person who deals with a guy... And if you see the potential in him, are you that person?
I'm a potential.
Now, if you see a person who has potential, does he have to be actively working towards that potential?
Exactly.
Or he's a nigga at home with a pen and paper with potential?
No. You got to be working towards the what I see you moving. Like, you know, I know you can be big. And if you're working towards that every day, then, yeah, we lit.
You're right, because that pen and paper better be a checkbook with a pen attached to it.
Yeah, no. Or you better do some serious housework, mm-hmm. maid work. I don't know. Just make my life very, very easy.
Either
you got to do one or the other.
Yeah, you work hard.
All right. So we always talk. So we play a lot of music videos on the mm-hmm. show.
Okay.
We're going to play this next one. And when we come back, I want to talk about kind of your theory on videos in 2017.
Okay.
All right. So this is Ray. We play her a lot. We've played her a couple times. The song is called The Line. I really wanted to play her new song, Decline, but she ain't got the video out yet, so that's fine. So okay. We're going to take a look at this one.
Yes. Let's look. Well, that's cute. We've been waiting in line to get into this club like all night.
This chick by the door like a broomstick with a clipboard trying to be uptight. Overcapacity rubbing us wrong, but my girl better put her up right. And we're all a bit fed up, half of us halfway wasted. In the queue getting red up, in the queue getting... Oh yeah, we look like sickness, barely moving inches. Let's leave this line, your club will close, we'll run you out of business. What I do... That's what I do. We've been waiting in line to get into this club like all night.
Ray. The Line. That was cute, right?
That's so cute. Mm-hmm.
I gotta figure it out. She's either from Canada or from the UK. But she's really dope. Like, the songs that she writes and puts together,
I like her.
They're different.
Mm-hmm. It's like just one subject, real, you know? Cute. Like, that's like, I like her.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... With the music videos, so we're always getting artists in here, mm-hmm. and like I always go to back to this Beyonce thing. Ever since Beyonce mm-hmm. did it, everyone feels like they got to put out, you know, a music video for every single
song.
Track that they drop. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that's important in 2017? Is that something?
When you're trying to reach like your audience and you want to just give them creativity nonstop, like why not? Situation is good to make videos, sometimes when you make a song, you make a visual with it, so you want to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I like the videos with every song. That's a nice, like, you know, way to connect with the artist.
That way, and videos. Then that way the fans can really see
exactly,
because
like,
people are visual.
About?
Mm-hmm. People are visual. People can hear a song like the song that she just did. You know what I'm saying? Everybody started playing their own image in their head when they hear this song. But then you do a video at it, so it's like, okay, I get where she's coming from.
Right.
So it helps bring your thoughts to life.
Right. And it's like when somebody make you watch the video, the artist, it's like, you know, when it's like so intriguing, it's you just watch it and you start to like them more and more. So.
And then you start looking for more stuff.
You start stalking.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. You just released this video.
Yeah, I released it, just recently.
On Halloween.
This week. Yep. Mm-hmm, on Halloween.
Mm. For all you scary ass motherfuckers. We got an anthem for you.
Don't do it, girl. Don't do it.
How long have you been singing?
Since I was younger, I was writing songs because my uncle was a songwriter, like, back in the 90s. And so he would always be like, this is how you write your song. And I would have so many songs, and I had my homegirls in a group and stuff. And then, like, I stopped till I got to college. And then I was like, let me record some shit. Like, let me wake it back up, you mm-hmm. know? So since college,
But you've been writing
mm-hmm,
heavily.
But writing for a long time.
Have you ever thought about writing for other people?
Yeah, so call me. If you need them hooks. I'm Captain Hook. Oh. Call me up.
That's actually real cute right now. All right.
DM me. Send me a DM.
The next one we got is Tory Lanez. The song is called Shooters. Okay. It's a little more serious. So take a look.
See what she talking about. Serious. He just had that hot.
All I wanna do is go out trapping with the shoes. Wrist game froze, you should see the way we do it. Sexy little bitch, you throwing titties at the window. You from out of town, but you know what we get into. All I wanna do is go out trapping with the shooters. Wrist so froze, you should see how I maneuver. Shorty say she down and up and flex with all the shooters. Shorty, all you gotta get ahead of all my shooters. I came in, I just pulled it off the lot. Sailing like a pirate, I came in with a yacht. I came up, I've been trapping out the spot. Tell me if you fuck it, cause it's backups if you're not. I'm just flexing, too hard. Threesome, session, two bros. Every time I step out, she lit. I just bought in Heisman, you bitch. Boy, them trying to catch me with the shooters. Snow, I'm down to catch one if you shoot us. And no more putting shooters in the Uber. They can't hop back in it when it.
All I wanna do is go out trapping with the shooters.
Tory Lanez, Shooters. Okay. Pros and cons to this.
Okay, so that didn't make me like him more though.
Right. It did like make you?
Yeah, it did.
Were you not a Tory Lanez fan?
He's got budgets, like.
Right.
He's always this like Tory Lanez's music video. Look up. We have one. He has one called The Mission, and it's the simplest video, but it's so dope. He's like honestly. Like lyrically, I love this man. Visually, I love this man. Yeah, this
like
song, though,
Brian Tiller.
Yeah.
Yes,
Bryson Tiller.
Been putting him Brian Tiller. Been putting yes, him Brian. On because I felt like Bryson had a little Tory Lanez swag on.
Yeah,
him.
Bryson had a little bit of Nursa swag too.
But Nursa on the real to real though, they don't be really having budgets. Yeah. They just have crews.
Yeah, and then
that is super dope. Right. And get the proper camera, the reds. They rent out with the rent. They have a visual.
Yeah, they rent that red.
They rent that red, yeah. Son. They rent yeah. that red. Somebody writes out the visual of the plan.
Someone
it's
gave
not
all
even,
those jackets right. for free.
You know what I mean?
It's like, let me get them back after the shoot.
It's just
and because yeah, too. A lot of more people are willing to you know
help
when you, especially when you got a following too, because they want to be seen.
Yeah.
That Tory Lanez shoot. Yep.
No.
Now the thing is,
I like him,
I was a little confused by the song because the visual and then the lyrics.
Right, like I just like the sound.
No, yeah, that's the thing. Like, it literally, you just hear it in a club, and I'll be like, pop a bottle, and just bang, bang, bang. But then when you see the visual, Canada.
Oh, he's from Canada.
Oh,
too.
I didn't know he was from Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yes, these Canadian daddies is coming through.
Okay.
What you were saying?
What I was saying with the song, like it's like okay, you have the cops and they're shooting, and then but then you're talking about you want to go out and trap, and I'm just kind of like, what's the message of this right now? And then you having threesome with these
is
girls.
Is there any messages these days? I don't know.
I don't know. My bitch okay. Larissa just gave one though.
I did.
I mean,
it's a lot of messages, but it's a lot of mixed.
Yeah, you got to play the party stuff as well you know that. All right, so we done with Tory. Get rid of Tory. I can't with Tory right now. All right, the next video is his name is Russ, and the song is called Ride Slow.
Well, you high.
Okay, Russ.
No.
Okay, you were sober.
Not at all.
Because these, so far, these are all good.
Oh, actually, yeah, I was.
Yeah. Were you high?
I was high.
I'm pulling up at 3. This car just ain't the same without you here next to me. All I want to do is ride slow. Hey, ride slow. Hey. Ride slow, like a ghost. Ride slow, hey. Ride slow, hey. Ride slow, like a ghost. I'm pulling up at 3. This car just ain't the same without you here next to me. All I wanna do is ride slow, hey. Ride slow. Ride slow, like a ghost. We've been going back and forth. You think I only want sex. Of course I want it. Look at you, but that ain't my intentions. I've been trying to soak you up. Maybe learn something. I said I would never chase, but you keep on running. You know all of my exes. You think I still do too.
I just had to change my number, but I'll never lose you. I just got back into town, I'm just trying to unwind. Let me ride around your
Rush,
mind.
Ride slow. You liking the vibe?
Yeah. I like them lyrics.
Right?
Yes, like... I'm not simple to chase, but she keep running. Yeah.
There we go, Russ and like Narissa. That. We need a little duet right there.
Right. I like the video.
And it's simple. Mm-hmm.
It's just shot nice.
And then the girl coming in and out of it like that. Love it. Mm. She kind of gives me a little Elisha Dushku. I don't know if you that's a throwback.
That is so you Wait, being high. That?
No,
Alaska
I'm not even
Dushko?
High right now.
What the fuck is that?
Girl, you remember, well, you ain't gonna, I know you ain't watched Buffy, but she was...
Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Yeah.
Okay. Remember she was Faith, the other vampire slayer? That's what that girl looked
I
like.
I just remember Buffy.
I mean, because that's what the show was about. They didn't Maybe. Need the second slayer. You know what I mean? All right.
I like that, though.
But I love that you even know about Buffy and you love Buffy.
He gets so hyped when people know about Britney Spears and fucking Buffy. No. And the right.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't.
Where's Mr. Carter, though?
I'm coming.
All right, girl. Sour sport. Oh, you want to have some more of your sweet candy, girl? Give me a little sweet tooth. All right.
I'm going to need one of those to go because that is just looking too good.
They look good.
They look good.
All right. Now.
I'm
sorry, Steve. Okay.
You got upset, Steve, girl. All right. Let's talk about it. So, do you have any upcoming performances or that anyone can come see you? You
know, okay,
get a live version of this?
Right. Mm-hmm. I just actually did a show, two shows. I don't have any shows coming up right now, but I do have a very big master class that I'm doing for lashes and brows. So it's going to be, you learn lashes in one day and microblading in the second day, and it's a put together class. So that's like what I have next coming up for my business. And then after that, I'm pretty sure shows just be popping up.
So where can people find out about that, more information on that?
They can go to NarissaWorld.com, and it's the little TLT tab, which is the Lash Trap, or you can go to thelashtrap.com.
Yeah.
And how much is the class? Mm-hmm.
The class is $1,500.
That's
and,
not bad,
yeah,
you two
the,
things. Two
the deposit
things.
Is $150, and then you just pay the rest when you get there. And I have a whole tour set up, so... I'm going to just be all over the U.S. until about June next year.
And she has a Lash Trap in New York.
Yes, I do. So go visit that in Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, you, girl, you over here.
This bitch
working.
Be working.
No games.
No games.
No.
She ain't speaking no shit that she ain't doing.
Exactly.
She's only telling y'all motherfuckers, you know, what's really good.
This is why I just love you. Like, I swear. Ever since she came to me, she the first person that told me to hashtag. He was like, you need to be hashtagging these bitches. I'm like, you right. And then my clients just grew and grew and grew from that. Like, I just love you.
I love her. I love you, too. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you.
You have the most balanced East Coast, West Coast swag. It's crazy.
I feel like New York is just like a big lookbook. Like, everywhere you walk and you just see cool people and cool outfits and just cool vibes. I'm like, that's what I miss. Like, but I go back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What would your dream collaboration be? If you could, we could hook it up right now with somebody. Pick a male and then pick a female.
Okay, male and female. Okay, love that idea. okay, so if I could collab with a female, I would say this is like I should know this right now. Missy Elliott.
Ooh,
for female, because we could. She's a producer and an artist. We can make some fire.
Oh, and I hear that. Like, yes, I hear.
Would be bomb. And she just. I feel like she would just see it. You know,
she'll get it.
For a male, I really love production. Like people who produce and also make music. Like The Dream. He seems like he has a really good vibe. Like I'm going for people that vibes match mine instead of like you know. The obvious, like Beyonce, Jay-Z, Missy Elliott and The Dream.
She took it back to the 90s with that, though.
But I'm 90s,
saying, early 2000s.
Right.
Your swag, like, that song really brings me, it brought me to a moment. Like, I felt like
Don't
a younger version. No, I'm serious. I felt like
he's
a younger version.
He's not holding you
myself.
Up. Because
if I didn't like it, I'd be like, all right, guys. Our next video.
No, because this definitely makes sense to things that you know people are going through in their lives. So for you to be saying that is like, damn.
Yeah,
yo,
and you
I
just
need to
be
smoke
in
a
the
blunt
moment
and be like, yo, fuck them, fuck these niggas.
I'm gonna text this nigga right now. Like, fuck. fuck this. She right. She right, bitch. She my right. nigga never traveled. Like, yeah. he never travels, girl. Like,
and
no.
these motherfuckers out here all passing germs.
Right. Like,
he don't know he a king.
Right. He don't know he a king. And I'm a queen.
Right. Need a king, though.
Yeah. Damn.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for our next song, we got her name is Kelela, and the song is called Blue Light.
She's all over the place. They're marketing her everywhere.
So interesting. She's right now. Dope. I'm just ready.
Let's take a look. Kelela, Blue Light.
Okay, what that was thinking? Bomb. Yep. I fuck with her, and I like how she switched her sound.
Yep.
That's lit right
Have
there.
You heard any of her other stuff?
Mm-mm.
When you get a chance, it's called Let Me Know, LMK.
Okay, bomb.
It's just...
First of all, this video took mad long to do.
Right. I'm like, how did they get that to happen like that?
Because her locks started off short.
Yeah,
and it kept that's right. probably why they did them that size. And as each break, they kept going in and adding
right,
and
it's adding like her hair is
and adding and adding. Now the question is, were they already made twisted and I they just like probably they sewed it on or yeah. just went and put it on? But this shit did that. But that still takes a while to reattach. She's beautiful right there.
Right. And then it's like, how do they get it to move on her mm-hmm. without the hand?
Probably an invisible
wires.
Invisible wires. Invisible threads.
But she's dope right
she's
now.
She's unique. Very unique. Yep. That's yeah. super dope.
Girl, you're going to start sketching me. I'm going to be like...
You gonna be that mirror her fans going to her wrapping that shit
around your arms.
That is funny.
I'm looking forward to seeing more because her promo team is definitely on it because all of a sudden I start seeing this girl uh-huh. everywhere and I'm like on a park bench on
they
a
Bryson
bus
Bryson Tiller in her right now.
They're Bryson Tiller in her. They got her everywhere out yeah. here.
They are. I feel like when you get that good situation and they light your ass up. It's lit.
Yeah.
So we've always been talking about, like, as of recently, so, I mean, I don't go and specifically choose anyone. I just kind of find dope music. And right. lately, I feel like the girls have been winning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Do you see more opportunities for women?
For women, yeah. And it's like, we're just easier on the eye.
Man. Mm-hmm,
for sure. And it's just like we are the mothers and the... creators, you know, like and people want to like link with us.
Mm-hmm.
Women are more entertaining.
Yeah.
Honestly, like visually, sound wise, like a guy just gonna sit up there and be like, yeah, and it's like, all right, good. Mm-hmm. You probably bullshitting.
Now it's like girls just go, but it's some dudes that could go the extra mile and really just be creative and on some other shit too. But they don't. They all, you know, like but some of them
women,
do.
I think women gotta have. I think women have less distractions because there's a lot of single ones.
Yeah.
So they have the opportunity to really create and do what they want to do with no fucking jumping out of cars on
exactly.
motherfuckers. I feel like women have the ability right now. That's why they all getting master's degrees and PhDs
exactly.
and writing, making amazing music and
taking
lash class.
Exactly.
And taking 3D microblading because they want that coin.
They
want
to get that money.
I
know all year. I took a bunch of classes. I've spent racks, and I have another one Sunday. I've spent racks all year.
You have to invest in
yourself. So I think women, without the distractions, have the ability to have a clear mind and really go for what they want, honestly.
And exactly. I love the fact that you balance it. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, I have my music career, which is popping.
Mm-hmm. Right. Super dope.
But at the same time, you know what I mean? My education has gotten
me.
College educated.
Money.
Yeah, because business. When you're an artist, it's like you always working for applause. Like, you want people to accept. You want people to like what you're doing and like your music, follow you. And that's, like, gets overwhelming. So I was like, no, I need my own business to where I'm not thirsty for it. It's just the hunger is there. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like a, please, I'll do anything for this. Mm-hmm. Like, just deal. Just sign me. Like, no. It's
and
like,
your lashes I'm getting money. Are popping.
I vibe with all my girls. I get stories all day long. So I'm like, why not make music about this? Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do it, girl.
Don't do it.
All right, for the last video.
Oh!
She's one of our favorites.
Queen Hervey!
Have you heard of her?
No,
she went.
She's
so remember,
sick.
Her and her boyfriend got famous from. They used to go by Carmen, mm-hmm. and so they. She was the white girl that did the Busta Rhymes freestyle, and she did it mad quick, and they got a record deal off of it. Mm-hmm. And they kind of went like indie rock, and they weren't really connecting because what made her famous was her rapping.
Right.
So they totally X'd it out, and she's like, "Okay, I'm gonna stick to what I was doing." So she's been doing these covers. She just released her latest EP as well, but this is the cover to OT Genesis, "Everybody Mad."
I love her.
Okay, yes, girl.
She's so dope.
I be getting to the money. Everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad. Yeah, yeah. The same old bitches from the block. The same old bitches with the pot. The same old bitches for the trap. Everybody hated on and then they bounce right back. They say pay attention to the company you keep. I'll be getting rich and it isn't coming cheap. Basic bitches swiping me, they really can't believe. I got every drop of sauce, now I'm coming for the meat. Huh, maybe I should tell you how I really fucking feel. They tried to water down me when I signed a record deal. So while everyone was sleeping on me like I'm Z-Quill, I be cutting these hooks to delete all of my peers. I be getting to the money. Everybody mad, yeah, everybody mad, yeah. I think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad, yeah, everybody mad, yeah, yeah. The same old bitches from the block. The same old bitches with the pot. The same old bitches for the trap. Everybody hated on and then they bounce right back. I knew that this would happen since the day that I was born. Had to sing and rap it since the day I heard Lauren. So miseducated and I'm rude with haters swarm. I say fuck you and I mean it like I'm acting in a porn. Please don't get me wrong, I believe in romance. Every time a check come in, I do a little dance. Christy Yamaguchi 92, it's a rap. I be spitting out rhymes like they taste bad. But I be getting to the money.
Everybody mad.
Why we ain't play her new one?
Too much money. What you mean? This is the latest video she just shot.
No, her latest video is the one where I'm talking about Queen in the bathtub with Art.
Oh, the
with
wifey?
The wifey video.
Oh, you weren't here when we played that. We played that.
Oh.
Actually, I think you were.
I like
no,
that.
No, we didn't play wifey.
I played it with Keith Robinson. You weren't here. Girl, you wasn't here. You was out getting your coin. What, I'm not going to play a
play
video
it for me, Steve.
Gonna...
Pull up, Steve. Pull up wifey. Fuck you.
Girl,
pull up
right.
Wifey, Steve.
Well, what I really wanted to hear is because apparently the Remy Ma and Lil Kim song came out today.
Wait, okay. Yeah.
Can we look that up?
Let's look up Lil Kim
and
Remy Ma.
Yeah, we need to see that.
Go to, it's you're not going to find it on YouTube.
I'm ready.
I need to hear this. I need to hear this. This is a live reaction. So I need you to type in Remy Ma.
I need to hear this.
Featuring Lil
now.
Kim. I'm really nervous about this, but only because I
why?
Love.
Who are you team with?
Like, look, I love Lil Kim. Like, I used to pretend to be her in my bedroom. But ever since she got out, after the GOAT mixtape, like, I don't know where she be recording.
Right.
But
it's not the
like,
same spot. Girl.
I'm she like, probably, I know you got the coin.
Like,
whose basement? What microphone? Come in here and
we
record.
Old school in the closet.
No, girl.
You know, because a lot of the like new artists, they record like at home and stuff like that. So maybe she was like,
but it
do
sound.
That.
I don't know. And the auto-tune should be... I need, like, Kim, like...
Oh. Yeah, where is the engineer from the first albums?
All of them. Bring them here. Let's hear what this is.
Is there a visual? There's no visual?
No, no. This just
okay, let's see this.
There's no visual yet.
Oh, shit. This is what bitches need to be doing, though.
Yeah, this is linking up.
Linking up.
Oh, that's a nice...
Mary, I can love you.
This ain't gonna be it. This is an old...
Who you loving, who you want to be hugging, hey.
Peter Piper packed them, my bitch Remy ducked them. I told you not to touch them, it's not up for discussion. All my clothes is custom, straight from France. My hands like Mayweather's, all my friends ate them deader. I get a lot of money, honey. Queen bitch and bean bitch. Body a guy for my guy, make you a mean bitch. I'm a dream bitch, mean bitch. Take one for the team, bitch.
Wake me up when the morning come. You bitches ain't humble enough.
When the morning come, wake me up. These fake ass bitches is done, so wake me up early. I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch. You fake ass bitch, you owe homage, pay that shit. Spray that fifth, the crown, I'ma take that shit. Cause you a clown and homie, don't play that shit. See, they ain't slick, be talking all cray and shit. And then you see him, they be like that, they ain't say that shit. I hate that shit, I can make or break your shit. See, I got options, don't make me weigh them shit. I heard he lay that dick, you let him fillet that fish. You just met him, how he bay that quick? I say it to your face, don't gotta relay that shit. If Nick Cole and Kidman, OJ that bitch. Take that trip, get money, make that lick. Take your pick, that's your set, claim that click. Bitch, you so thirsty, obey that shit. If that's your dog, I suggest you go train that bitch.
Wake me up when the morning comes.
I need Kim to have a verse, though.
No, I need, I'm actually kind of hoping that I don't get to that point. Because I'm not mad at her on the chorus. It sounds okay.
It's not that bad, yeah.
But if she comes in with that bubble water cooler.
Oh, my God.
Wait, come on, okay. Put it back up.
Put it back
we
up.
We need to hear Kim Van Doo.
We need to see if Kim got a verse. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
Girl,
she hasn't. And I get into arguments with people. It's no hating. I love Lil' Kim, just like I love Britney Spears. But Britney Spears is fucking tweaked in the head. Like, it's just what she is. She can't dance right now. You know what I mean? So we got to love them for what they have created and done. You know what I'm saying? And I still will be in Vegas, and I will go see and support her, just like I would go support Lil' Kim.
Maybe Remy didn't want her to really do a verse because she would have slayed.
Did you probably wanted her to do a verse.
Did you hear Lil' Kim's newest song?
I think she wanted her probably to
do a verse, and she didn't want to, you think?
I don't know.
That was
we need to ask them.
Guys, that was a verse. She has so much auto-tune on her voice. Look at, she just came out with this, took us a break. And I'm just like, girl.
No. This auto-tune?
Everything she does. And I'm just like, who's telling
Maybe she in a different space right now.
I don't like this space.
She's trying to try other things.
That's her? Bitch, you're not Future. Please don't do it, Kim.
Give us Lil' Kim. Like, I don't want dick tonight. Yes. Come on. Eat that pussy right. We need that.
We need Kim back. No.
Now, Remy, I think
Remy, she'd sound good, but I was anticipating Kim.
Yeah, we need that Lil' Kim. It's okay. I think Foxy Brown gonna come out some with some shit with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I agree. But I just seen, who was it?
I need that.
Who was it? Foxy just tweeted somebody out, and I'm like, I think they about to do. Oh, Stefflon Don.
Yeah, because I saw she out. She was in New York.
Do you know who Stefflon Don is?
Nope.
Oh,
girl.
She from London.
She kind of has a little bit
of beef with Nicki Minaj because you know how Nicki does the whole like
British accent,
British and like
Jamaican.
So rumor has it is that when Nicki went over there, she kind of took her swag, which is why the record labels wouldn't really promote Stefflon, and now Stefflon had to go independent and do it on her own.
Dang, that sucks. I know all about taking people's swag. Like, when you get your swag took, it's the worst feeling.
Damn.
It's a bad feeling. What'd she say? So she came out with a single called The Real Ting.
Oh.
Because you can't copy the real team. Right. But exactly. So I just saw that with Foxy, so I think Foxy is about to come out and drop
something. If Foxy
some stuff.
Do something with Stefflon Dawn, that's going to be crazy. And then if she drops something with Nicki.
I need to hear it.
And Foxy look good. Yep. She's slimmed down.
But
and
it's like, done. Maybe Nicki and Kim should do a song.
I think Nicki and Kim should do a song. Both of their raps. They're never going to do it.
No. Yeah. No,
here's the battle.
It's the same reason why someone's trying to tell me Beyonce going to do a song with Lil Kim. Beyonce is not going
when
to do
it. When is Beyonce going to do a song with Rihanna?
Oh, that's, I see that I want.
Never. Like, never. Ree, never. Me, never. What you gonna do, girl?
Never.
But Beyonce cannot do a song with Lil' Kim because Lil' Kim will not take that shit off her voice. Beyonce ain't gonna do a track with Wall-E from Disney Pixar.
Beyonce gonna say,
tell her.
How about you
do
be
it.
In the video?
How about we do this, boo? How about you just rap?
Be normal. I want the. She could go in and be like, "Yo, I want the old school." Kim
she gonna tell her.
Sound.
Or Beyonce would be like, "We're gonna purchase. we're gonna purchase an the song verse. From an old, and we're gonna put that on the new one.
Right.
All
right.
We're gonna remix it, cut it on up. It's gonna be flawless 3.0. Okay.
Yes. Oh God.
But you know Beyonce. All right. So Narissa, thank you for coming through.
Yes, anytime. My
now, where
Freddie
can everyone
girl.
Get check out your music and
so
also
everything is okay. And also,
then your lashes and all that.
Okay. So it's very simple. Instagram is my main,
hustle,
you know, my main party. So go to Narissa World on Instagram. And then you can also go to my website, NarissaWorld.com, and you can go to TheLashTrap.com. But if you don't want to go to TheLashTrap.com, you can get there through Narissa World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you. You have such great energy. Mm-hmm.
Queen. Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, y'all already know. You can find me. He just want to touch my boob.
No.
You can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram and Snapchat, Queen Live on Twitter. You want your fucking hair done, queenthehairstylist.com. You want some fucking weave, winklux.com. And please understand, I will be the frontal queen. So if you want a fucking frontal done, I got packages for that too. You know what I'm saying? Wham.
Well, if you just want some. If you just want some.
Work. Come get that work.
We in a beauty business. This is what we do.
Exactly.
Okay, beauty sorry. Is- Beauty's life. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, if you just want some good dick, you can hit me up at DJ. I'm just kidding. All right, I'm taken. No, but what you guys can do is you guys
don't do it.
All right, no, but for real, if you have a music video, or you have a friend, or you just find some dope music online, send it to us at bhlthebeat@gmail.com, and you never know, it might play on the show. You guys can hit us up at bhlthebeat across all social media platforms. Me and DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place.
Peace. Peace.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.